you let the train take the strain on a trip to Dublin. It's fairly hassle-free for most, but it may not be after Brexit. The boss of Irish Rail says the company is planning for possible passport checks on board if we leave the EU without a deal. And it's not just people on trains. You may need to carry documents if you're driving across the border. The Association of British Insurers says that motorists who don't carry a green card from their insurer could be breaking the law if they drive in the Republic after a no-deal Brexit. 030 30 80 55 55. On the line, the Alliance Party leader, Naomi Long. Good morning to you, Naomi.
Good morning.
From the DUP, Jim Wells. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Vinny.
And commentator Andre Murphy. Good morning to you, Andre.
Hi, Vinny.
Naomi, first of all, with yourself, set this out. What could people expect to happen?
Well, we are currently part of a waiver zone for green cards. So when you're part of the EU, one of the many agreements, and there are thousands of small agreements like this that we have, is that there is reciprocal recognition of our insurance. And therefore, we don't need to carry any international documentation in order to drive within the EU. We don't need to have international driver's licences. And we also don't need to carry a green card, which you would have to carry if you were travelling in other places to drive your own car. So because if we end up with a no-deal Brexit, so there are a lot of ifs and buts around this, if
yes,
we end up with a no-deal Brexit, those agreements that we have will fall without a transition period. And so from the end of March this year, you would then need to have a green card to ensure that your third-party fire and theft cover actually continues if you take your car across the border. And there will obviously then be a series of other questions you'll need to check with your insurer around whether your full cover applies if you're travelling in the Republic of Ireland, and whether that reciprocal recognition will happen. What I imagine will happen after that point is that we will then enter into a series of negotiations where the UK tries to replace all the multiplicity of agreements that we have with individual agreements around each of these issues. And some of the first ones that they're going to tackle in practice, I would imagine here, will be things like reciprocal recognition of insurance north and south of the border.
Okay, and in terms
this
of...
This may well be a temporary matter, but you will require a green card to be legal in terms of having your insurance covered, because if you're in an accident, you will be asked to produce.
Yeah, but in terms of a time frame for that, how long could that take if there is a no deal?
Well, how long's a piece of string? I mean, it depends what complications there are around reciprocal. I mean, this is one of the services. The minute we have free movement of goods and services, and one of those services that is sold is insurance. So how that reciprocal arrangement will work out is not clear. They'll have to do the negotiation. They'll also be doing a whole series of other negotiations. So if there's a no deal, what you will essentially be doing is taking each of the individual items that are covered by the overall agreements we have with the EU because of membership, and renegotiating them on a one-to-one basis. So that's going to take a period of time. Nobody knows how long that is, as long as a piece of string.
Okay.
But we do know that if there is a transition period, and this is the difference between deal and no deal, if there's a transition period, the current arrangements will remain in place up to 2 years.
Okay, let's bring in Jim Wells at this point.
Out of the system.
Okay, Jim, are you concerned?
Vinny, here we go again. We were told that the planes couldn't fly. Aer Lingus announced this morning, of course, the planes will fly. We were told there was going to be no medicines. The Department of Health said there will be medicines. We were told there would need 3,000 troops on the ground. Nobody can tell us what they're going to be doing. Here we go again, another scare story, another attempt to try and frighten people into accepting a bad deal.
Something frightening?
Doesn't frighten me at all, Naomi, because it's one of these scare stories, and yet again...
Why are you calling it a scare story? If it doesn't frighten you, how can it be a scare story, Jim? You're being completely contradictory. It's simply advising people how to prepare so that they don't end up on the wrong side of the law. That's not a scare story. That's good advice.
I have been driven in the Republic hundreds of times. I've never been asked for my insurance cover ever, but I always ensure, of course, that I'm covered to drive in the Irish Republic.
Yeah.
Why don't they simply say, put your insurance cover note in your glove box. If asked for, you can show that you have cover. There's no
because
need
it won't,
whatsoever.
Because in the same way, if you were to drive in other parts of the world that are not covered by the EU agreement, you would need a green card in addition to your insurance. It's simply a practical matter of the law, and that's where we're at. This is not about scarce Tories, Jim. I mean, you're completely misrepresenting what the ABI have said.
I think what Jim is suggesting, this may scare the wider public and possibly people, the majority that don't have a total grasp on the issues here. There could be...
That's why the ABI put the advice out.
There could be a small cost associated with this, Naomi, a small admin cost.
Well, normally, there's a small admin cost going to be covered by a lot of these things like having to pay for a visa to go to some European countries and so on. But that's what people have voted for. That's not scare stories, that's facts. You've just got to deal with it if we end up outside the EU. And there's no point accusing people of stealing facts, of scaring people. This is about preparedness. And I mean, if we don't want to have chaos, then surely you can't have it both ways. You can't say that we have to prepare for no deal. And then when we prepare for no deal, you call people who are preparing for no deal scaremongers. So have it one way or the other. My view is at this stage, it's increasingly looking like the risk of a no deal Brexit is relatively high. That means that people need to be prepared for the consequences of that. One of the consequences, okay, for example, of the ABI's advice yesterday was that when people started to contact the insurance brokers and companies locally, they were getting very mixed messages back. Some of the companies didn't know about it or had only just received notification about it. Others were absolutely prepared and said they will be issuing these in batch along with your ordinary insurance cover, so there won't be an issue.
Okay.
And others were saying that they can't issue them until we've
all right. Jim Wells, the concern for many will be that if you're not aware of this or you don't have it right in your head, that you could be uninsured. You could be driving around uninsured, yep, and it becomes an issue then once you have an accident, and then it can be some serious issues.
Really, it's absolutely vital that everybody driving in any country in the world makes certain they're insured. I've never had a green card, but I've always made certain that if I have to travel down to Dublin or whatever, I am insured. And the purpose of the green card is to prove the insurance. If you've got the insurance document sitting in your glove box and you produce it, you prove that you're insured. You prove that
you
can drive in the Irish Republic. You do, because the policy.
But that's only because this is specifically for people, Jim. This is for us outside the EU, and in order to get reciprocal recognition of insurance cover, you need a green card. This is just how it is. If you buy insurance specific to your journey, that's a different matter. But there won't be automatic reciprocal agreement around insurance, and you can't deny reality.
Okay, let's let Jim respond.
I wish Naomi wouldn't consume all the air in the room every time she comes on your programme. The reality is, Vinny, that you make certain that your policy document covers the Irish Republic before you go to the Irish Republic, as we have to do now. And when the guards or whatever stop you, you produce that, and that shows you're insured. The purpose of the green card is simply to so you don't have to carry insurance policy.
Let him finish now.
Many people will just simply throw their insurance documents into their glove box and their license, and on the 1 in 1,000 occasion when they're asked for it, they'll produce it, but they will be covered. There's enough. They will not be illegal, and they shouldn't be illegal.
Well, Jim, how will this work the other way around? So people come from the Republic coming up here?
Well, I assume as they're coming into what will hopefully be a non-EU country, they would have to have documentation to show that. But I don't think the British authorities are going to turn around and do a tit for tat and demand that they produce some form of.
This isn't really tit for tat, though, is it, Jim? This is a policy that's in place. But if you become a non-EU member and you then drive into the EU, that's when the issues come up.
And you make certain that your car is covered to drive in whatever country you're going to. That's just good sense.
Well, and the MIB and the Tonnage to confirmed yesterday. Similar announcements were made in the Republic yesterday that people driving north post-Brexit, if there is a no deal, will need a green card, because this is simply a matter of international law. And I'm sorry if that's an inconvenient truth, Jim, but what you do now, keep saying, I can do this now. Well, that's fine, because we're part of the EU now. But what I'm saying is that come the 29th of March, we won't be. And when we aren't, we have to be prepared that the rules will change.
And now I have a very friendly and helpful insurance broker in Tobermore, and I will ring him and I will say, Mr. Ballantyne, give me my green card and I'll shove it into my glove box and be able to use
it. That's all the advice said to do. So why are you accusing people of scaremongering?
What I'm saying to you is, that is the most one has to do. Yet this has been portrayed as a dynamic change of circumstances.
No,
You've always had to insure your car's insured.
It's not being portrayed by dynamic change in circumstances. There's no hysteria around this, except from yourself, who's in denial. We did yesterday, the ABI put out information yesterday. I shared it so that people would be aware that they need to ring up their friendly insurance broker and ask for their green card. And immediately people like yourself come out and say this is scaremongering. If you're not scared, and I'm not scared, how is it scaremongering?
Yeah, because there
all preparedness,
be
a... Jim.
Okay, okay. The Association of British Insurers, they've put out a press release, and within it they say the ABI are... therefore, the industry is planning on the basis of green cards being required. It is warning that those who travel without one may be breaking the law. I'm not sure why there's a may in there. Surely it's either you are or you're not. Green cards will be required under EU regulations as proof of insurance if there was a no deal. The documents are supplied by your insurer and customers are advised to contact their insurer about a month before they travel to get one of those cars to have them in time. Let's go to John in Dundonald. Good morning, John. First call of the day.
Good morning, Vinny. It's just on the subject. Listen, I'm of an age that I can remember the green cards. And it was that difficult at the time that I had to walk into my insurance office. And at that time, I think I gave them £1. They wrote out the green card. I put it in my glove compartment along with my driving licence. And 99% of the time, when I travelled all through Europe in a car and a minibus and a bus, I was never asked once for my green card. It's unbelievable. I mean, I believe Naomi's only given it out there as maybe information. But sometimes the way it's put across to some of these parties is against Brexit. It's information, but it's scare information. People think, oh, they're going to have problems. It's going to cost me a fortune to get a green card to travel to a Republic Island.
Well, there will be another option. There will be another option, John. If you decide not to apply for a green card, the only other legal option you will have available is to purchase insurance locally. So after you cross the border, and that's according to the ABI. That's what the Association of British Insurers are saying. That's the other option.
That's an option, but you don't need to do that. You go to your insurance office and give them, there'll be a small charge for administration fee, which is normal for any practice if you're changing something. Well, and they'll give you a slip of paper, and then you just carry on driving as though you didn't even know anything happened.
Excuse me, Naomi.
Listen with your ears and not your mouth for a change.
Okay, let's just keep it civil. John, finish your point, please.
Right, all you do is go and get a green card. It's not even a card, it's a piece of paper. You put it in your glove compartment and on you go. And if you're stopped and asked for it, you produce it, they look at it and just wave you on.
Okay.
9 out of 10 times, they don't even stop you and ask you for it because they know you're probably insured anyway. So there's no big deal.
Okay.
I can understand information going out there, but sometimes it's the way the information is portrayed that it starts to become scaremongering.
Okay, John, thank you. Let's just, as we continue, it is Friday, let's just try and keep
now
things civil and polite. Yes, go ahead, Naomi.
Now that I've heard John out, the only reassurance I was offering him was that he may not have to pay an admin fee because after looking into it in more depth yesterday, a number of the insurance companies are saying that they will simply issue them in batch along with Northern Ireland Insurance in order to ensure there's no problem. So he may not even have to pay an admin fee. There was no intent to scaremonger, and it's worth just bearing that in mind. However, the issue does come where some insurance companies are saying they won't issue them until we leave the EU. Now, that could create problems for people, obviously, who have to cross the border the day after for work. But again, there will be a workaround for this. I mean, I'm not suggesting that there won't be. I'm simply asking people to contact their own insurance company to make sure if they're crossing the border every day that they are legal when they do. So
okay.
I think that's responsible for a politician to do. I don't think it's fear-mongering.
OK, George in Belfast. Good morning, George. Go ahead.
Morning, Vinny. Now, what it is, Vinny, you say about this green card business, right?
Yes.
In 1976, we were part of the EU, yeah?
What's your point?
And in 1996, we still were. For that 20-year period, I was living and working abroad. I still had to carry a green card with my insurance.
And where were you travelling to?
I was actually working out in Germany, and then in Holland and in Belgium.
And you still had to have a green card, so if you were...
Hold on, I was nipping back to the UK and then back on the continent again. That was over a 20-year period.
And why did you have the green card?
Because my insurance, as soon as it said I was going to the continent, they issued me with a green card.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I renewed my insurance yearly, they renewed my green card. And we were part of the EU then, so why did I need a green card then?
That's a fair point, Naomi.
If you're not in the EU, you need a green card, but I didn't need the green card as being part of the EU.
Yeah, because not all countries signed up to the green card waiver at the same time, so depending on where you were travelling. I mean, for example, there are non-EU...
Just let her respond to your point, George, and then you can come back in.
There are non-EU countries that are also signed up to the green card waiver, and I would imagine that post a no-deal Brexit at the end of March, the UK would seek to be one of those countries. So, for example, Switzerland is now signed up to the green card waiver. So not all countries were signed up. The green card, I mean, it didn't go in 76 in the EEC that we had all of the other treaties and arrangements that we've had since. I mean, that has happened over a period of time. So what we're leaving is not the EEC in 1976 or the EU in 1996. What we're leaving is the EU in 2019. There are a whole range of agreements that are in place, some of them very recent, and some of them less recent.
Okay.
What we're saying is that, and what the ABI are saying is that until we're clear about anything else, it looks like people will need a green card. They should be prepared for that. And then if we get back into that waiver zone, then we won't need them after that. It's
okay.
Just a matter of time.
Andre Murphy, sorry to keep you waiting so long. Let's talk about those comments from the Irish Rail boss, Jim Mead. He's quoted in the Belfast Telegraph saying that a hard Brexit is a worry. We've had several discussions with TransLink around how it would operate. If we have to have border checks, we would expect a methodology where customs officials come on board and do checks between stations. So basically, if you get on a train to Dublin, your passport you'd have to have it, and they would check it.
You see, this is it, right? And when I heard the thing yesterday about the green card and then that statement around the passports, to be honest, I just felt cold going through me. You know, we aren't living in we aren't travelling to a foreign country.
Oh, yes,
you know,
we are.
Hold on.
We are. We're going to the Irish Republic.
Yeah, please. Where, you know, many of us are, and just about half the population are Irish citizens living in our own country. And we're travelling up and down to our homes, to our families, across the border, you know, an imposed border that people are going to work, going to school twice, three times a day and whatever. So we need to be very real about what this actually means for people who have Irish citizenship. They were promised under the Good Friday Agreement that they would... We all have a birthright to Irish citizenship, British citizenship, or both. And this undermines that fundamentally. So people who are saying that the Good Friday Agreement itself isn't going to be undermined by Brexit have been really, you know, these contingencies that are now becoming realities being planned for, not as a scare, but as, you know, as Naomi said, being planned for because that's sensible. Well, then that undermines the Good Friday Agreement. And we will work toward a crisis, and it undermines people's confidence. So who even in the North is going to police that? We already know that there's crumbling nationalist confidence in the PSNI.
Okay.
Something like this, where people are being checked for passports, for green cards, all of that's going to continue to undermine that.
Jim Wells?
Well, first of all, I presume tomorrow is the plague of locust story. You know, the reality is, I'm a British UK citizen. Every time I travel to London, Birmingham or Glasgow on the plane, I have to produce my passport, even though I'm moving from one part of the United Kingdom to another. And that's been the situation for 15 years. Has the roof fallen in the world because of that? No. You stick your passport in your pocket and you produce it at Aldergrove or Belfast City Airport. It's as simple as that. Similarly, I don't believe it's a passport they're asking for, it's identification. You're sitting on the train, the conductor comes down and asks for your rail card or your season ticket. That's just routine. They ask you to produce some other form of identification, and that's a major constitutional crisis. Again, it's scaremongering. There'll be a daily diet of doom and gloom from now to March the 29th, and this happens to be Friday's gloom and doom, and Monday will be the plague of locusts. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
Andre Murphy, what about the common travel area and the suggestion that there's promises that that will continue afterwards? Where does that come into play here?
Well, clearly that is not what's being contemplated by these different bodies who have practical responsibilities in terms of how we are going to live our lives and travel around our own country. So the promise, even the kind of idea that the common travel area would solve all ills, is not what people are planning for in these contingencies. And so, you know, those of us who do identify as Irish citizens in the north are now being gaslighted. You know, when we express concerns, when we say, well, how is our Irish citizenship going to be guaranteed? How is it going to be understood post-March? You know, we're being treated as though we are raising concerns that are illegitimate, when they are all legitimate, need addressed. And, you know, all of us who share this space should respect that of each other. And, you know, not treat us as though, if we are going to be annexed into a third country, as though those of us who are trying to live in this part of our own country feel as though we're being undermined. And equally, our citizenship has been undermined. It is a crisis, and it is something that has been raised by very many people since Brexit happened, whether it's our healthcare, whether it's our education, whether it's our right to even travel within our own country. It's being undermined.
Yes, Naomi.
Yeah, Finny, Jim is quite wrong. You do not need to carry a passport to travel to the rest of the UK from Northern Ireland. You need to carry photographic ID. I never carry a passport to go to Liverpool or London or any other part of the UK. I simply travel on my driver's licence, and I can show that at the airport, and there's no difficulty whatsoever. And in fact, on one occasion where my driver's licence had expired, and I hadn't realised that, I was able to travel on my photographic pass as an MLA. So it's not true to say that we have to carry our passport. The checks that would be carried out by the Irish Rail Authority in terms of what they indicated yesterday are not on Northern Ireland or on Irish citizens. The issue is for those who would no longer have rights to travel into the UK without a visa. That would be the issue. If visa or other arrangements were put in place in the UK that would limit people coming in without paperwork, the checks would actually be to establish that those people had the correct paperwork. We don't need paperwork to travel north and south.
Let's go back to the phones. Peter in Belfast. Good morning, Peter.
I'm just wondering when it comes to March, and if I'm near sure my driving license is a European one, so is it going to be, am I going to be driving with no license after the 29th of March whenever we win the Brexit? Obviously, that would be more important things than worried about a green card. And always when you had to go down the south or Ireland, you always had to tell the insurance company you were travelling there. And I'd like to ask Andre, is everything so perfect and we're all in one Ireland? If I go to see my doctor here, it's nothing. But we're going to see her downsize to 60 euros.
Well, there's a lot of different questions in there. Andre, let's start off with the first one regarding his EU driving licence.
Well, you know, I think that's a valid question, you know. So how we have lived our lives so far is going to change. And what I think the big lesson for Irish nationalism has been that those promises to us around how we would live our lives on the island and you know, how our Irish identity would be expressed really came down to EU citizenship. And the Irish legislature has not legislated to ensure that all of us who share this space are given the same rights within the island. And I think that is a challenge for the Irish legislature, without a doubt. So things like our passports and our driving licence, and all of those issues need to be addressed very, very quickly. And I'm hoping that when the Overadker talked about contingencies becoming realities, that they are the sort of things that he's talking about.
Well, there is advice available for the gentleman who has just asked. With respect to your driver's licence, travelling north and south should not be a problem. And I say should because, again, this will need to be verified. But at the moment, you don't need an international driving licence to travel, to drive your own car
in the Republic of Ireland as things stand from any country. So given that they're not demanding that of anyone, they're unlikely to demand it of UK citizens, given the common travel area and everything else. So you're not likely to need it for that. However, if you go to the government gov.uk website, they will tell you that if you're going to be travelling in other European countries, if you're going to France or Germany, you should apply for an international driving licence. It doesn't require additional tests or anything else. It's just an administrative thing. And they will issue you with an international driving licence that allows you then to either hire a car or drive your own vehicle legally in the rest of the EU. But it's unlikely to affect those of us who are driving on this island because, the Republic of Ireland doesn't currently demand an international driving licence,
okay,
even from non-EU citizens. Well, there is no current advice that I was able to find with respect specifically to Northern Ireland driving licences, because, of course, they're different in terms of issue to GB driving licences. Sorry about that, Jim.
They're running out of air, Neil. Running out of air.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying to answer the gentleman's question.
Okay.
I do apologise for being an uninformed public representative.
We're going to pause there. Jim Wells, Naomi Long and Andre Murphy, thank you very much.